Pulling back to look at today's spread, the theme that keeps returning for me is the tension between openness and control in infrastructure. OpenWRT1 says, your router should be auditable all the way down. CoMap says, your maps shouldn't require permission from a corporation to work offline. Turnlight says, your semantic search can run in your browser without sending data anywhere. Janiscape says, but even secure virtualization has exploitable gaps. The Microsoft Device ID story says, the platforms you depend on have tracking mechanisms you may not fully understand. These aren't isolated stories, they're different facets of the same underlying question about who owns the stack.
For me, the AI economic stories are the through line. The GLM 5.2 margin collapse thesis, the small models for healthcare in low connectivity regions, the global workspace theory from Anthropic, they're all pointing toward a period where AI capability is spreading faster than any single organization can capture the value of it. That has genuinely positive implications for the healthcare worker in rural Nigeria who gets a reliable drug interaction checker. It has genuinely challenging implications for the business models of the labs that have spent billions building frontier capability.
The Xbox reset is worth watching as a case study in what happens when a platform strategy runs into market reality. Microsoft's response, leaning into services and subscriptions while pulling back on hardware commitment, is the rational corporate move. Whether it's the right move for the gaming ecosystem is a different question, and one that the 717HN commenters are still debating vigorously.
Before we sign off, a quick time capsule moment. A few weeks ago on this show, we made a reference to Ukraine hitting Russian ships in the Caspian Sea. Listeners caught this, and they were right to. The Caspian Sea is landlocked, deep inside Russian and Central Asian territory, and Ukraine has no credible power projection into that region. That claim was simply wrong. It appears to have been an error in our sourcing pipeline, and we should have caught it before broadcast. We appreciate the listeners who flagged it, and it's a reminder that we apply the same critical scrutiny to our own claims that we apply to the stories we cover.
Accountability matters. We said it, it was wrong, we're acknowledging it directly.
On a more upbeat note, everything we discussed today came from the Hacker News community at news.combinator.com. The OpenWRT1 thread, the GLM 5.2 debate, the Janiscape vulnerability disclosure, the Remarkable Diary project, all surfaced and analyzed by engineers, researchers, and founders who spend their time making the internet smarter. If any of today's stories pulled your interest, go read the comment threads. That's where the real analysis lives.
We should also acknowledge, with genuine gratitude, the tools that make this show possible. Claude Code by Anthropic handles our script generation and production automation. It's genuinely impressive what the team there has built, and we use it every single day. Perplexity powers our real-time topic discovery and research synthesis. Without it, we'd spend hours manually tracking what's trending on HN, rather than spending that time on analysis.
And if today's show got you thinking about geopolitics, markets, or global events beyond the tech world, check out Intellijix Daily News. Our companion show covers exactly those territories with the same depth we try to bring here.
Thanks for listening to Intellijix HN Daily. We'll be back tomorrow with whatever the HN community decides matters most. I'm Marcus Rodriguez.
And I'm Sarah Chen. See you Wednesday.